Hello and welcome to another edition of the End Zone Podcast. My name is Eric Jensen, and today we had to bring him back. We had to bring him back, folks. It had been, I don't know, what, 5 weeks probably since Jonders was last on. So that's about the amount of time that I need to miss Jonders is 4 to 5 weeks. I start missing him dearly.
Withdrawals.
So yeah, absolutely. So I got him back. You can't see, but we're both wearing knit hats right now. We look like hipsters.
It's that time of year.
Yep. I am sick, so if I begin coughing nonstop. Wait, bad podcasting. Hold on. Let me go. I think my mic can still pick me up. Jonders, I can't hear you.
It's that
time of year. We are semi-sponsored / not really. But some Schweppes ginger ale this time of year. Ginger ale, it's ginger ale season.
So they have this ginger ale out here called Werner's. Oh dear lord, the Werner's ginger ale.
Although I can see that in stores here, I'll have to check that out. I'm a big ginger ale fan. It's my favorite winter drink. Can't drink colas in the winter. Gotta drink ginger ale. Oh, hear that crack? I didn't get that in the mic. I should have.
But it came in loud and clear, buddy.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Got the ginger ale. My desk is currently a mess, dude. Like, I don't even know how I live in this place. I have been working nonstop for the past week and a half. So,
humble brag.
I mean, that I'm employed?
Yep.
Is that humble brag?
Working hard. I don't know, man.
Yeah, but anyways, I actually have to work tomorrow night, so there's only going to be one show this week. So this one might be a little bit longer. Maybe instead of being 45 minutes like the rest of them, it'll be an hour 15 minutes, something like that. Ooh. I still got to get some dinner. They have this on-campus pizza place that I can eat at with these dining bucks or whatever that I've never been to. That's only open from like 7 p.m. to 11 p.m., and I'm like 60 years old, so I eat my dinner at like 6. So I'm never able to go. So I've stopped eating. I'm fasting for like an hour while we do this podcast. And then when I'm done, I'm going to walk over to the pizza place and see what it's all about. I am confident it will be terrible pizza because I don't think this university serves good food. I just don't believe that.
Eric knows I just woke up from a nap. Time zones, I'm not doing it right now. I can't do time zones currently. So
it is 7:23 p.m. currently.
Okay. So last night.
God damn it. I am undefeated. By the way, I'm undefeated. Can you catch this? I'm undefeated.
I was about to pull off a real smooth segue too for you.
Just spilling all over myself.
It's all over. It's a mess.
Yeah, it's a fucking joke.
Dear lord.
Oh, man. Yeah.
I was about to pull off a real smooth segue, and then you just poured ginger ale
all over my shirt. So that's a good start. What's our segue?
Well, I was gonna say the reason I took a nap is because last night after Monday Night Football, I started playing Pokemon. I didn't stop playing Pokemon until 6 in the morning. So, and then we were gonna be able to talk about Monday Night Football.
Oh yeah, Monday Night Football. I did not watch a ton of it. I got sucked in. I've gotten way into the NBA recently.
Which is weird. I don't like it.
Because of like my real job, which is more involved with the NBA. But
Jazz.
I'm kind of liking it. It's okay. It's not terrible. I like it.
Monday Night Football was like watching a horror film where like you think that the monsters like around every corner. Every time any player went to the ground, like you would hold your breath until you saw him stand up, and then you're like, okay, I can breathe again. It was that field was nasty.
Oh, that's a big yikes. All right, well, here's my first question about Monday Night Football. We have long been an Eli washed podcast. You know that. You know me. I have long been a proprietor of the fact that Eli is washed. I pride myself in being unbiased in declaring washedness. Is Philip Rivers washed? Because at points this year, I've asked myself, is Philip Rivers washed? Because he doesn't seem to be that good anymore. But last night, 4 interceptions from a box score, I would argue Philip Rivers washed, maybe.
You know, it's weird. Who knows? I checked Twitter after the game yesterday, and I saw that Steve Weich of NFL Network tweeted that the Chargers need to look at quarterbacks this offseason. And then I don't know why that's when it hit me. It wasn't after that awful fourth interception, just the complete backbreaker. Just the no, you know, there's no room for that in the game. So, I mean, you just can't do that and be a pro. That entire last drive was the ugliest thing I've seen on TV in a long time. But I think I think for the first time when asked that question, I would say maybe or probably.
Ugh.
Does that make sense? You know what I mean?
That like, sucks.
Yeah. No.
You
yeah.
know me. I'm a big Chargers guy, and I'm a big Phil Rivers guy.
Well, when I was watching this game last night, I was in, like, the second quarter thinking, like, what is this weird hold that the Chargers have over me where it's, like, they seem a little frisky. It's, like, I romanticize
it's weird, man.
The Chargers so
it's
much.
It's weird. I've been in love with the Chargers since the birth of this podcast. Can't explain it. I've picked them to go to the AFC Championship 2 of the 3 times that I've done the season prediction show. It's weird, man. It takes a hold of you, and it's
yeah, Chargers. But there's nothing to be done now. I mean, you know, if Chargers Austin favorite. Eckler was on my team, I would never stop tweeting about him. And but I just – it's also like this
I
thing
saw where, I saw a quarter. I thought Melvin Gordon looked good finally. He's getting back there. He's looking like old Melvin Gordon.
Yeah, it's this team still runs through Austin Eckler, though. But, I mean, that goes back into more of the problems with Phillip Rivers, where all of his best passes are swing passes behind the line of scrimmage. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, that's not – that's a yikes. That's a yikes scenario.
They were having tons of problems in the red zone last night. It was like, oh, cool. Like, you hit Keenan Allen for 4 yards on a 3rd and 7 on, you know, to get the ball down to the 5-yard line. You know what I mean? Like, it was just a bunch of that.
Yeah. Well, our heroes are dying, our national treasures. They're slipping away. And Phil Rivers is one of them. What, the Chiefs, how'd they look?
This isn't the game you're going to – if you're a Patrick Mahomes backer or somebody who wants to, you know, somehow make the argument for back-to-back MVPs, this is not the game you would bring up. He looked skittish in the pocket at times. He was – it wasn't that he was inaccurate outfield. It was just that he was trying to force the ball against the Chargers' zone defense, and it wasn't really working out. There are times where he was doing his Mahomes magic, and it's probably why they won this game is because of him, but it's still not the game that you would tout about if you're a Patrick Mahomes super fan.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think anything else you want to cover from Monday Night Football?
You know, I thought about this while Anthony Lynn was on TV or while they were showing him. I've always thought of Anthony Lynn as kind of like a figurehead, and to see if he keeps his job in a post Phillip Rivers world, it'd be really interesting to
that
see.
That would
kind
be
of
interesting.
Life.
Is he, I forget, is he an offensive or a defensive guy?
A defensive guy, which is why, you know, they just offensive. Fired, well, they just fired the play caller, and usually wouldn't the offensive head coach take over if it was possible?
Yeah, I could see them pulling the plug on him. He's been there for a while. He's been there like 4 or 5 years now.
I know, but like I've always kind of considered Phillip Rivers kind of like the
actual coach.
Yeah.
I feel that. That's always kind of been a point of weakness if you argue for the Chargers, as I do a lot, is people say, well, Anthony Lynn's the head coach. And
defense is good, and holding the Chiefs to 24 points, and especially when they were making these stops. I mean,
what I kept looking for him last night. I thought he would be back by now. When does Derwin James get back?
I thought he was gone for the year.
I see. I swear they just put him on like IR boomerang so he could maybe come back in the second half. Maybe that was just me being hopeful though, because I've been looking for him ever since week 8, and I'm like, he should be back by now.
The top story on Google is Derwin James will return when healthy, and it's Pro Football Talk, and it says it doesn't give anything more than that. While I'm scanning the article, it just says he'll return when he's healthy.
Yikes! Well, that sounds like he's done.
Wait, a report earlier this month indicated the Chargers targeted their December 1st game against the Broncos, but so this article doesn't say anything.
Oh, all right. Well,
I didn't know he was on the boomerang though. I thought he was just kaput.
No, he can come back, technically. So I think he's not on IR currently. So, but he's just
injured. Was he on the PUP list? It doesn't matter. We're getting into the weeds and something that doesn't matter.
Okay. This is good for the Chiefs. I was getting slightly worried that the Raiders were sort of kind of catching them.
Well, yeah, you can't lose this game after you lose to the Titans. There's no way you lose both and then have any hope, except with the Ravens charging. I mean, to get a bye week now, I don't know. You need to hope that these offensive problems stick around for the Patriots. I don't know. Bye week seems unlikely for the Chiefs at this point, right?
Yeah, I would say so. That's a nice segue. We are actually not going to talk about the conference the Chiefs are in today. Johnders is an NFC guy. I think the NFC is deeply interesting from top to bottom right now. And I was originally just going to talk about all the top teams, but maybe we could talk about some of the bottom teams too. I just thought it might be interesting to kind of go through from the San Francisco 49ers at the top of the overall standings here to the Philadelphia Eagles and maybe a few teams below that. I want to talk about the Cardinals a little bit. I kind of want to talk about the Falcons and the Buccaneers too. But talk about all these juggernauts in the NFC, sort them out and see if we can decide who we think is truly great and who we think is not that truly great. That was terrible phrasing.
I mean, you got there, I feel like. I don't know.
But, yeah, I just thought that might be a kind of fun thing to do. What do you think?
Yeah, let's do it. I'm always down to talk some NFC football.
All right, NFC football. Here we go. Let's start with the Niners. Okay, so let's break this down into questions. Let's say, is this team a Super Bowl contender, a conference title contender, or just a playoff contender? And then let's talk about what we like and what we don't like. Let's start with what we like. Johnders, what do you like about the San Francisco 49ers?
Well, I like how they can control the trenches on both sides of the ball. You know, as much as I have problems with Bosa off the field, he's been showing out this year. Armstead and Ford are all playing great. And they've kind of been getting away from the run, but they need to get back to it. I don't know what the deal is there, but I like that they're a ball control team on both sides of the field.
Yeah. I like that the offense is frisky. I just like Kyle Shanahan offenses. It is weird. They, like, completely abandoned the run the past 2 weeks. Now, granted, they couldn't really run on the Cardinals in the first quarter, so they abandoned it for quarter two, three, and four. And Jimmy G, to his credit, actually beat them. I sent out a tweet in the first quarter, of course, saying Jimmy G is a problem. He was not. Jimmy G, not a problem.
Can I push back on that? I mean, I think he had interceptions late in the game, and if they're playing another team, I mean, I think that Kyler Murray is going to be great in the NFL and whatever, but like if they're playing a more experienced team, that would have been when the 49ers lost the game.
Is Jimmy G the new Kirk Cousins?
Maybe, and that's not a great position to be in.
Yeah. Like,
that's not where you want to be in life.
Right, I know, but still, interesting question. I don't know. I like the 49ers pass rush a hell of a lot, too. I think it is incredibly fun to watch, and I like watching sacks. They are some of my favorite plays. So
I like watching sacks.
Yes. Phrasing.
I was just checking.
We're not doing phrasing anymore. That's just a thing we've forgot. I used like 4 Archer GIFs on Twitter today. I don't know why.
It just when you get that drop of our pal Mark Sessler going, oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. So oh yeah. So let's talk about what we don't like about the 49ers, and I don't like, as I mentioned, necessarily their quarterback, question mark. I'm unsure on how to feel about Jimmy G. Are you also unsure? Do you have another thing that really stands out as a glaring weakness? Because I don't really think there is another weakness on this team.
As a Seahawks fan, that Monday night game from 2 weeks ago, I had no fear whatsoever of Jimmy Garoppolo. And I think that says everything you need to know. I looked at the TV, audibly out loud, said, I know who this man is, and had no fear. That's a problem.
Oh, I would say that is a problem. So if we're talking about the 49ers quarterback.
But can I, you know what? I haven't said, I just want to say,
okay,
I love Richard Sherman. Once again, he's playing unbelievably well.
Yeah.
And the secondary is actually holding its own. I think other than the quarterback, it's kind of the quarterback and the linebackers, right?
Yeah.
But not, yeah, I mean, especially the inside guys.
Yeah. You know a cornerback's playing well when on condensed game pass, you just never see them.
Yeah.
Because
and that's kind of the reason why I think people think Richard Sherman had a bad year last year, because he didn't have some of the flashy stats, but people just stopped throwing at him.
Yeah. Yeah, you never see Richard Sherman on Game Pass. You never see him. So
yeah, he's incredible.
He must be having a good year. I would say the San Francisco 49ers are a team that I see as a playoff team right now, but I don't know. I don't know how far they can go. I just don't trust the quarterback. I trust approximately 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 quarterbacks in the NFL, in the NFC, more than I trust Jimmy G. So,
yeah, you know, I think they are going to be a wild card team. And I'm not confident. I mean, I'm trying to do the math in my head of who they might face that first weekend.
It could be the Saints.
Would be problematic. The Cowboys would be.
That'd be a good game.
Yeah, the Cowboys would be a great game, and I don't want to call that one right now. I would like to watch that. But, yeah, I mean, I don't see them making it to a championship game. So,
all right. The Green Bay Packers. Oh, my. What don't I like about this team? I love the Green Bay Packers. I missed them last year. I don't know why. I think I'm low-key a Packers fan, too. I'm low-key a fan of, like, 8 different teams, Johnners. That's what I've discovered this third year of trying to be a Twitter NFL bro. I've just decided that I have, like, 10 teams that I like and only 2 teams that I dislike. And I just really enjoy the Green Bay Packers, but mainly because I love Aaron Rodgers. I would say the amount you love Russell Wilson.
That doesn't seem right.
I love Aaron Rodgers. When Aaron Rodgers cooks, it makes me very, very happy.
You're having a good year then, because this has kind of been a renaissance year for Rodgers. His ball placement's back. He's kind of friskier in the pocket.
Oh yeah.
Then you know, he just everything kind of seems to be vintage Rodgers this year. And after that slow start in Chicago, but he's kind of gotten everything back together. Thrown to the likes of Geronimo Allison and Lazard and Jimmy Graham, the other Jimmy G, is kind of doing it again. I mean, yeah, he's not to his heights of with New Orleans, but after that really dead year last year.
He looked dead in the Eagles game. And he's come back and he's played nicely, and Devontae Adams is healthy, and he was making spectacular catches against the Panthers, and they are healthy. And Aaron Jones, let's talk about Aaron Jones, because I think Aaron Jones has a legitimate gripe to be made as a top-tier running back. I think he's broken through that kind of mold right now. And while he's not a Christian McCaffrey or Dalvin Cook type, he's kind of in that Chris Carson tier 2 range of running backs. And he's got another level of explosiveness to him this year. He's been good catching the ball. He's been good running the ball. They are a run-first team and throw deep on play action, which is awesome. And I love Aaron Jones. He is
right. And if you're gonna be a Twitter bro, if you're going to be a Twitter football bro, you know that it doesn't matter if the running game's working or not. You know, play action always works, but how
play
about
action
this?
Does not always work.
That play is, action always works. That's okay. I don't have the energy to do this right now, but we'll do this on another day where we fight about this because I'm not doing it right now. On Pro Football Focus, Christian McCaffrey and Josh Jacobs tied for number one overall score at 89.7. Aaron Jones, third, 87.1.
I love Aaron Jones.
Out the top five is Austin Eckler, 86.5.
What are you loving about the Packers?
I think it's Aaron Rodgers is back. That's the only thing I can get out of this. Earlier in the year, I would have talked about the Smith brothers and, Adrian Amos flashing, but I kind of feel like Adrian Amos is kind of taking a back seat. Blake Martinez really having just – no, it's supposed to be what I like about the Packers. Okay. Aaron Rodgers. I don't know. I like that the LaFleur thing is kind of working out, I guess. I don't know.
Sounds like you have some things you really don't like about the Packers.
It's because I'm still upset over the Favre divorce, and I will never be – I'll never be a Packer backer.
Oh, that sucks. Sucks that you can't appreciate a team with – and I realized this. I felt kind of dirty, honestly. I went to like one of these fan stores or whatever. I was in a mall for some reason Saturday. I went to go see Zombieland 2 for the second time for some reason at a theater by a mall.
Eric is a big Emma Stone fan.
Yeah. I don't know why I watched it twice. I have never seen the first Zombieland movie. Either. Okay. So I've just seen the second one twice and it was good. It wasn't amazing, but it was good. I liked it and I laughed a few times. So it did its job. But I was looking around at this fans and I just realized like the Packers, and what disturbed me more was the Patriots. They're like team brand hoodies are sick, like really sleek, nice looking designs, and I want a Patriots sweatshirt like Bill Belichick has, and that made me vomit inside my soul. So that was a good feeling to have.
That was a weird aside, I gotta tell you.
Yeah, I know. I don't know where I was going with that. I just needed to get it off my conscience as a Broncos fan that I found the Patriots logo.
You've been all over the place. You were a Seahawks fan for like 3 weeks. You're a 49ers fan. You're a Broncos
please.
Fan.
I'm always
quarters.
A Broncos fan.
For three quarters, you're a Broncos fan on Sunday.
I'm always a Broncos fan.
Sure.
I'm always getting...
Whatever you say. Whatever you say, man.
I know. What did we literally just touched on this? I told you I'm a fan of like 8 teams this year. I don't know why.
Pick a side. We're at war.
Yeah, I guess. What don't you like about the Packers? Because for me, it's the secondary, but it sounds like you have a lot, and I'm going to let you go off king, as they say.
You know, I just watching Martinez's career, I thought this was going to be the year where he makes the leap or really becomes a national brand, because I really feel like he's been doing the dirty work for this defense for a while now. And Clay Matthews is gone, and he was kind of getting a lot of the hype, even though it was undeserved due to, I don't know, maybe because he's in commercials or has long hair or whatever. I still think this defense can turn it around. When Brett Favre won his first MVP, he was throwing to 3 backup wide receivers. So, Aaron Rodgers is kind of making that case, but I don't know. I'm kind of all over the place right now. But what I want to say is what I don't like about the Packers is the fact that they broke my heart 12 years ago, 13 years ago.
All right. Well, I hope that you can find solace in something else, because having your heart broken is no fun, Johnners. I see this Packers team very much in the mix to make a Super Bowl. I'm not sure if I see them as a team winning a Super Bowl. The secondary concerns me. I would say that I view them kind of as a conference championship team right now.
Well, yeah, I think they're a bye team, right? So I think they're going to get that week off. And then can they beat the Cowboys? Or, I mean, we know we saw them, you know, demolish the Cowboys, and we're about to see them play the 49ers. So, I don't know. I mean, you know, I think they're a bye team. That's what I'll say.
Okay. The New Orleans Saints. This team is weird. I just want to say that. They're weird. I've watched some Saints this year, but not a lot because, frankly, the offense has, without Breeze, not been fun to watch. And the defense is great, but even with Breeze in against the Bucs, there were still points where you were like, uh-oh, Drew Breeze is kind of teetering right now on the brink of being good and mediocre. So I don't know. What I don't like about the New Orleans Saints is they are just – there is so much uncertainty, I feel, with this team. I don't know what to expect from them every week, even though I know they've shown consistently that they can win. I just don't know if I trust them in a playoff matchup against, say, a team like the Seahawks or the Packers or even the Vikings. I don't really know a ton about this team. And also, I'm still concerned that they lost to the Falcons. That is very concerning to me still.
Yeah, do you remember that Seahawks game from September where the Saints went up to Seattle and won?
Yeah, I remember that.
It was a weird game where I kind of felt
Chris
like
Chris Carson fumbled twice. That was the Chris Carson fumbled twice game.
But that's what I was kind of getting to get to, is that in the previous week, everything bounced the wrong way for the Saints. And for the past couple of weeks before that, everything was bouncing the right way for the Seahawks. And it's just kind of this game where, you know, the law of averages say at some point things are going to go the way of the other team. So in a rematch situation, especially with the way that Drew Brees is playing. Also, you just have to think that, well, I'm going to get off the Seahawks perspective here, but what I want to say here is it's super weird that their offense goes through Michael Thomas instead of Alvin Kamara this year.
That
I don't know.
That kind of changed Sunday a little bit. They got him more involved.
All right, I'll have to go back and watch that game, but I don't know, man. Alvin Kamara should be the. And if it did change Sunday and it sticks that way, now that it's going to get colder when they play on the road, I don't know. It's just super weird that Michael Thomas does this every week and he can't be stopped.
Yeah, he's great. He's awesome. I don't know. I just view the Saints as, like, even if they got a home playoff game, I don't know if I'd pick them in it. I just think –
don't you feel like this is the team that the 49ers can run up the middle and never stop handing the ball off?
Yeah.
Because Sheldon Rankins, I feel, is taking a step back. And, like, I don't know.
Can't throw on him. That's good. Eli Apple's balling out currently, along with Marshawn Lattimore. And P.J. Williams had himself a game on Sunday as well. So the
PJ
secondary
has been having a good year.
Secondary is balling right now, which is great, but I just don't know. I see them as a team that loses kind of in my first weekend to me.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. Whatever team gets out of this NFC South is not going to be a powerhouse. So,
yeah. Your team. Let's get to them. The Seattle Seahawks. You love so many things about this team. Yes. I want to ask you what you don't love.
What don't I love? The offensive line is never great. I mean, we kind of went through this thing a couple of years ago where it was like, oh, yeah, the offensive line actually is pretty good. I'm going to recuse my boy DJ Fluke, who plays right guard, who also plays with me Super Smash Brothers. He's obviously balling out. But, man, we have Hunt now playing center. It's not great. So the offensive line, do I have to list more things or can I just say the offensive line?
That's fine.
You know, the pass rush kind of seemed to come together against the 49ers, and now we're taking a week off. That trade for Quentin Diggs or Kondre Diggs seems to be doing pretty well. I don't think, like, as a group, the secondary is playing over, like, overwhelmingly well, but I think that
they've stopped getting burned by Andy Dalton.
Thank you for that. And
that's a plus.
I don't know. You know what I do like is that Shaquem Griffin is getting more stamps on the defense. So, oh, that's fun.
That's good. I like the secondary a lot more now. I think they've really improved a ton since week one. What I like your boy, Russell Wilson. I like him as the MVP. I like him as the best quarterback in football right now. I like DK Metcalf tremendously. I like a big-bodied wide receiver. He's just
strong. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's strong and
he's quick. Strong.
He's strong and quick and big. And I like that. I like Jacob Hollister. I like the fact that the Seattle Seahawks are now
Pro Bowler.
Are just now tight end you, and they have like 18 top five tight ends on their roster.
Jacob Hollister was on the Patriots practice squad. The Patriots desperately need a tight end, and now he's going to be a Pro Bowler for Seattle. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. I don't know if he's going to have enough tape to make the Pro Bowl, my guy.
But, actually, he's not going to make the Pro Bowl because I went to vote for him and it wasn't an option.
Yeah, I saw that tweet.
But whatever, it's ridiculous. I mean, he should be a Pro Bowl. That one – so going back to that 49ers game that I keep referencing, that touchdown to Hollister was – and I didn't see anybody else say this, but I'm telling you, that ball went through a window the size of a football, and that was the only place that ball could have gone. That's the kind of stuff that Russell Wilson's doing, and it's not as flashy as the Lamar Jackson running stuff, and I'm not trying to take down Lamar Jackson. What he's doing is incredible. But what I'm saying is, like, Russell Wilson is in such a zone right now that he's doing things that don't make sense. Like that Hollister touchdown just flat out didn't make sense.
I would tend to agree with you, sir. He is quite good right now. He's balling. And I see the Seattle team as a Super Bowl type team. I could see them getting burnt too. But to me, there's like two teams I trust to beat Seattle right now. One of them would really surprise you. But two
One's
teams.
One's the Ravens. In the NFC?
In the NFC, yeah.
Okay, not even saying like it's a 50-50, but you say that you think they'll beat them.
I would say 50-50.
50-50, I think one is the Packers.
50-50 for one of them. The other one I'd say could beat them.
So I think 50-50 is the Packers. Okay. And then could beat them. I don't know. You'll just have to tell me. You'll surprise me, right?
Yeah. We'll get to them later.
Oh, wow. Tease, everybody.
Yep. But yes, 50-50 for Packers. I could definitely see that. The Minnesota Vikings. Here's my soapbox.
They're being ridiculous, but okay.
Here's my soapbox. I saw the Minnesota Vikings erase the largest halftime lead in their history against a Broncos defense that's playing like a top five defense right now. And I saw Kirk Cousins demolish a secondary that shut him down in the first half. I am 110% in on the Minnesota Vikings. I don't know why. I know it's going to come back to bite me. I know they're going to lose in the most heartbreaking fashion in the playoffs possible. But they are a good team, and they need to be respected in the NFC as a threat. That being said, they're not the team I could see beating the Seahawks. And I think they're like a conference championship team though.
Okay. Yeah.
I think they can make it to that final weekend. And I
especially
would love
if they get
to
that bye.
Yeah. I truly believe they could beat Green Bay the next few times they play them. So I think the Vikings are to be trifled with right now. They are not to be trifled with, pardon me. They are balling out. Dalvin Cook's still looking great. The secondary is a problem. When Brandon Allen carves you up, that's a problem. Even though I love Brandon Allen now, it is Yeah, it's not great. And my psyche is about as fragile as they come with the Broncos right now, so we're not even going to talk about them. What do you think about the Minnesota Vikings?
You know, I think Dalvin Cook is kind of having a slept-on year. I think he's right up there with Christian McCaffrey, if you ask me. Kirk Cousins been overall better this year than he's been last year. Griffin and Hunter are still killing it. That's what I think of the Vikings.
All right. That's good.
It seems like Mike Zimmer has at times regressed with his ability to like grow as a coach, though. So that scares me.
That's an interesting theory.
It seems like sometimes it's two steps forward, one step back.
I'd argue he's a good
coach. I gotta go to the bathroom, so I don't know what we're gonna do here, but
okay.
For the last like 30 minutes.
I will pause this.
Okay.
As they say.
How do people poop?
Listen, bodily functions, we're done. We are back. This is not getting edited because we are pure here. We're synthesized.
What just happened was not pure, I'll tell you that. That was an act of evil. I don't know. So anyway, the point I was trying to make is that I don't even know if it was a good point. I was under a lot of pain when I was trying to make that point. But what I was trying to say is that it seemed like at one point this year, Mike Zimmer was all like, yeah, let's go pass happy. And then at some point he went back on that, but now it seems like he's there again. I don't know what I was trying to say. Like I said, I was under a lot of pain. What happened was I woke up from that nap, and I ate two double hamburgers, and then
Ooh. Man, that sounds like a time. Let's talk about anything else you want to add on the Viking?
Not anything other than my bodily functions.
Yeah. I thought you were really going to go with a football point there. And then
start talking about that. Yeah. I don't know. You know, I feel like this is the best year Kyle Rudolph's had ever, maybe. He's making ridiculous catches. I mean, and I'm looking at his Pro Football Focus score, and it's a 66.8. But, I mean, his incredible catch ratio is way up this year. I feel like every time I see him, he's making some kind of ridiculous catch. And
He's had a lot of touchdowns this year, 5 touchdowns this year. He's on a hot streak. All 5 of his touchdowns have come – 4 of his 5 touchdowns have come in the last 3 games he's played.
So maybe that's what I'm thinking. But I don't know.
But
Mazel tov to him.
I mean, 251 yards, I don't know. That's not a great year. But, yeah, he's been good lately.
Red zone threat.
Red zone threat. All right, we'll go with that. The Dallas Cowboys, what don't you like?
Their coach.
Oh. I don't like the defense because suddenly Leighton Vander Esch and Jalen Smith aren't good.
Remember when those two people were going to be in the Hall of Fame last year and how they're going to build their defense around them? And
I don't know what happened. They got run on by the Detroit Lions. They got gashed. Bo Scarborough had himself a day. By the way, Bo Scarborough, one of the only college players I'll ever know. I have a tendency to watch college football and say the guys that are going in the 6th round are good. And Bo Scarborough was a 6th round running back, and he is tearing it up for the Detroit Lions as of this week because I don't think the Cowboys linebackers know how to play football anymore, which is a problem. And Chidobe Awuzie, their corner, is terrible.
I was just about to touch on that. Awuzie needs to play better, not only for his career, but just so I get to say his name on podcasts for the next 3 years, because if he's not playing better, I'm not going to be able to say his name anymore.
Yeah, it is an ugly defense. That said,
Lawrence is still doing it, though, and I really like that Michael Bennett's out of the situation he was in with the Patriots because him as a spot player is pretty good, right?
Yeah. That said, this is the team I think can beat the Seahawks because they are just the deepest team on offense in the entire NFL. Jason Witten is balling right now. Zeke Elliott, who hasn't been great on the ground, is catching the ball just as well as he's ever done before.
He did one catch. Was that? It was this week.
Yeah, right off the ground.
This morning. Yeah, it was like, yeah, that was.
Yeah, it was crazy. Michael Gallup, a wide receiver one, if I've ever seen one. He was
a good wide receiver one.
Yeah, he was good.
Wow.
He was good earlier in the year, and then he got
not
hurt.
A slot one, a wide receiver one.
Yeah, he could be. Right. He could be a team's number one guy. And Amari Cooper's maybe playing the best ball of his career right now, even though he's fighting through an injury. Once he gets back, that is going to be great. Oh, and did I mention they have Dak Prescott, who is, and you are going to hate me for saying this, he is in that, like, Russell Wilson level, like, top three type area right now. He is playing that well.
Hopefully our mutual friend Ryan McGinley's listening to this, because this is the podcast where I'm officially going to say that Dak Prescott's just flat out better than Carson Wentz. And I think Dak Prescott's actually more in the range, like, from Russell Wilson, like, 2 or 3 years ago, where he's in the MVP race, but not really. You know, people, Dallas homers, like, I was a Seahawks homer, will start yelling about how he needs to be considered more, but he's really not in the race, but he will get his name up on the graphic on the primetime games when they're talking about it.
Yeah.
But what I like is people who play good football, and that is Dak Prescott now. And I'm glad that I've kind of weathered the storm and didn't have any hot takes and just kind of let him mature, because he is fun to watch now.
He is quite fun to watch. He's a great quarterback, and he's getting the job done out there in Dallas. And I am very much a fan of what the Cowboys are doing. Tony Pollard.
Yeah, I was just about to bring him up.
That guy, man. This year, he looks like he is running better than Zeke.
According to Pro Football Focus, he is, because Tony Pollard's score is an 82.8 and Ezekiel Elliott's is a 73.6.
Yeah. Well, every time he touches the ball, I just get excited. And Tony Pollard gets me going. He's a guy. He's a football guy. He gets the juices running, and he is quite fun to watch right now.
I'm here for your Seahawks take too. The Cowboys beat him last year, and I was kind of surprised by it. I would be less surprised by it this year, but I think that was kind of a defensive match, and this would be a shootout for sure, given the way the defenses look. So that'd be a fun game to watch. That'd be a divisional round matchup, so or an NFC Championship game. It's not going to be Wild Card Weekend, I don't think.
I think Leighton Vander Esch and Jalen Smith are talented enough to get it turned around by playoff time. I see the Cowboys as a Super Bowl team. I have since the preseason, and I have throughout the entire season. And I don't know why. This feels like the year Dallas makes it to the Super Bowl to me.
Too bad.
And they're still my NFC Super Bowl pick.
Too bad the Tony Romo does the CBS games and he'll do the AFC Championship game, because it'd be great to get him up in Seattle. Seahawks hosting the Cowboys. There's a kick late. They start rolling the clip of Tony Romo fumbling the snap.
Tony Romo's been like, just outright on the broadcast says, "I've been there before, Jim." I can just imagine him saying that.
Well, been there before, Jim.
Been there before. Jim, I don't know. Can't put all the blame on the holder there. I've been there before, Jim.
Oh, and then he runs for it. I could have thrown it. Who am I to say?
Jim, I don't know, though. I love Tony Romo.
Who doesn't?
More than words can describe.
Wow.
Yeah, I think the Dallas Cowboys are still the team that comes out of the NFC.
I disagree, but that's fine.
I know you do.
Who are they playing on Thanksgiving?
I think it's the Giants.
Ugh. No, they've already played the Giants twice.
Might be the Redskins then, which is worse. Cowboys schedule.
The Buffalo Bills. That'll be fun.
Oh, that'll be a good game.
Yeah.
Cowboys got the Patriots this week. That's going to be a good one. Let's talk about that one. We're not going to do a preview show. I kind of meant to preview some of these games as we were going through, but I'll just pick the big ones. So let's talk first about Cowboys-Patriots, then let's talk about Packers-49ers, and then let's talk Seahawks-Eagles, and that'll give me a chance to get my Eagles point in, and then we can get out of here.
Tom Brady and co. unhappy with their offense. This is a great defense to get right against. As long as they can keep Tank Lawrence out of Brady's face. I think that I don't know. Well, this is a good test for Dak Prescott. And then if you want to be an MVP candidate, you want to talk about how, you know, he's as good as Russell Wilson, then go do it against Van Noy and company. So I think the Patriots win this one healthily. I think this might be a, you know, this might be a Stephon Gilmore take one to the house type situation to pad the lead a little bit. But I think the Patriots come away on top in this one.
I like the Cowboys here, to be honest with you. I know this is in New England, but the Patriots are really struggling right now. And I know the Cowboys defense is the perfect kind of get right game for an offense, but I truly believe that the Cowboys are going to take care of business here in what I think will be a very entertaining game. And I think this is the Super Bowl preview.
Will Bill Belichick wear or have the Patriots wear white jerseys to make the Cowboys wear their blue cursed uniforms?
Wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, I think that's definitely happening. If I can lock anything down from a gambling perspective, I would lock down that. Or if I can like do a lock of the week,
I don't steal segments, or I try not to.
It's not even. It's not. Everybody does a lock of the week. They did not invent lock of the week. Anyways, everybody does a lock. Lock.
I know. I'm just giving you crap.
What? Yeah,
you could lock up this game if you want.
No, I'm locking up that the Patriots wear white at home.
Okay, I am going to take the Patriots here. Well, the Cowboys, sorry.
Yeah, I was about to say. I thought we'd disagree.
Why I said the Patriots. Maybe my subconscious thinks the Patriots are going to win. But
the smart part of your brain.
Their white uniforms at home, I feel like they play better in their white uniforms at home, the Patriots, honestly. Maybe. The Patriots' white uniforms are better than their home uniforms. That's my take.
Their best uniforms are their throwback, old-school Patriot Pat ones. So Patriot Pat on the helmet, spiking the ball, or hiking the ball with the red uniforms with the old-school. That's it. The cream-colored helmets? Get out of here.
Packers, Niners, at night. Ooh, this is going to be a good one. Aaron Rodgers, ballin'. Jimmy G, ballin'. Actually, after last week's game, I'm excited to see this game. I feel like the 49ers are going to be able to run on the Packers. I think that's that this could be. I would not be surprised if this would it surprise me if this game got away from the Packers? Yes. Do I think the Packers will win? Yes. I think both scenarios are plausible.
Do I think the 49ers stand a chance in this game? No. Do I think Jimmy G will throw a couple back-breaking interceptions? Yes. Do I think Aaron Rodgers will step on the 49ers' throats after those interceptions? Yes. Do I think this game will be a 10-point game at least in favor of the Packers? Yes.
All right.
Packers 28, 49ers 13.
Packers 23, 49ers 17.
All right.
Then let's go Eagles Seahawks.
This game moved from primetime to 10 o'clock a.m. body time for the Seahawks. Not fair. Doesn't matter. Carson Wentz is in his head. He doesn't trust any of his wide receivers. They're dropping the ball over the place. They don't even have any wide receivers.
He missed so many throws against the Patriots. So many throws.
I mean, the wind was whatever, but whatever. This is what I'm telling you. Seattle Seahawks, 102. Philadelphia Eagles, -3.
I'm going to go Seattle Seahawks, 35. Philadelphia Eagles, 17.
Okay, is Geno Smith get any snaps in this game?
No.
Is it 7 minutes left in the fourth quarter? They're up by a good lead.
No.
All right.
I don't think so. Because I don't really think that's the Seahawks style. I think that style is just hand the ball off to Chris Carson from there on out.
Well, maybe they want to see if Geno Smith has it. Maybe they want to sign Colin Kaepernick.
Maybe. That doesn't seem like it's going to be likely to happen, though. I think he's not getting a job. I read all this stuff about Kaepernick over the weekend and heard an interview from Mike Florio. And I tend to agree. I think this was kind of – we could talk about Kaepernick for a second. I think this was like a smear job by the NFL basically
Get, 100%.
To get all the NFL teams in the same place, and then everyone says, oh, doesn't have it anymore. He can't throw anymore. We're just not going to sign him. And it's gone forever. And I think that's more or less what happened. So
– how long has he been out of the league now? 2.5, 3.5 years. I mean,
oh God, longer than that.
It'd be hard to, I don't know, man. But I don't think that's ever been done before. And what I think you could assimilate, you know, go in as a backup, get your practice reps in. I mean, that's what I think. But the problem I have with it is, like, I would like the Seahawks to sign him as the backup, but the Seahawks aren't in the business of rejuvenating Colin Kaepernick's career so he can go play somewhere else and beat them possibly down the line.
Yeah, I would say that's also true. I'm worried about Carson Wentz, truly worried about him. I know he doesn't have his weapons, and I know I've loved him at points this year, but it feels like the last 3 weeks he's regressed.
I'm worried about my friendship with Ryan McGinley. I just said that Dak Prescott is heads, just a flat out better quarterback than.
And I love Carson Wentz. From a fan perspective, I love Carson Wentz way more than I love Dak Prescott.
You agree with me though, right?
But yes,
Dak is just better.
Dak is better, much better. And it's a problem for me. The Eagles just need to completely revamp their offense this offseason. That's what needs to happen. They need to sign 3 new wide receivers, move on from Alshon Jeffrey, move on from DeSean Jackson, go after some big-name wide receivers in free agency and draft a few guys in what's supposed to be a deep wide receiver class.
Some people would say they need an offensive coach like Frank Reich again.
Isn't Doug Peterson an offensive coach?
Some people say that there was really a madman pulling the strings behind the scenes. So
people are saying, all right. Well, Jaundice, promote yourself.
At Jaundice FBT on Twitter. I most likely have a Christmas show at the IL Theater. It'll be after Christmas. It'll be the 29th, most likely. It'll actually go against with the 300th and what is it, the 359th game of the year, the last game of the season. It's going to be on
259th.
I want there to be 300, Eric. I don't know. Just follow me on Twitter, @JaundiceFPT.
All right.
And cool. I think I'm going to, with Eric's permission, I'm going to rip this podcast and put it up on my feed.
Do it.
All right.
All right. Follow us on Twitter @EndZonePod. Follow me on Twitter @Eric18Utah. Just be good people today. I don't know. I wanted to end with that maybe, but that sounded stupid. So
get home safe, everybody.
Yeah, so screw that. Goodbye. Peace out. Follow us on Twitter @EndZonePod. If you have any suggestions, questions, or you just want a shout out on the pod, send an email to endzonepod@gmail.com. Thanks for listening. See you next time.